Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, March 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to rip through markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 597 points, or 1.75%, to close at about 33,295. The Nasdaq finished down around 219 points, or 1.6%, and the S&P 500 was down 67 points, or more than 1.5%. Though only 1% of S&P companies' revenue comes from Russia and Ukraine, according to FactSet, investors are still worried about ripple effects on the global economy. Oil prices rallied, rising back above $100 a barrel to their highest level since 2014. Energy company stocks also rose, with Occidental Petroleum gaining 7% and Chevron adding 4%. Meanwhile, the U.S. and other major oil-consuming nations, such as Japan and most of Europe, said they would release 60 million barrels of oil from their emergency stockpiles in an effort to maintain supplies and bring down oil prices. And wheat prices reached their highest level since 2008. Russia is the world's leading exporter of wheat, with Ukraine not far behind. Today's market volatility also sent investors to safe harbor assets such as gold, which rose 1.9%. They also poured into bonds, pushing the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note down to 1.708%. Investors are betting that the Federal Reserve won't act as aggressively through interest rate increases to curb inflation. Elsewhere, Target shares jumped 9.8% after the retailer reported strong sales during the holiday period, and Albertsons rose 7.7% after the supermarket chain said it had begun a strategic review to consider potential transactions less than 2 years after its IPO. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.